Well, this is a Feast of Trumpets, which is part of God's plan, which we heard. And we've been hearing a lot about plans, and that's going to work perfect in my sermonette. I can remember my first plan. I was probably 4 or 5. We were living out on my grandparents' farm from Iowa. And I was standing in the driveway, kind of bored. And so I had to come up with a plan, something to do, something to entertain myself. Well, while I was there, I got to thinking, I know what I'm going to do. I thought it all out. I knew it was going to work perfect. I decided that I was going to flag down cars as they drove by. Well, Grandpa's farm wasn't exactly off an interstate, so I knew that it'd be a while probably. Not many cars drove down there. Probably more farm equipment actually went by than cars. Then I knew that when they drove by and they saw me doing that, they would just smile, honk, and, you know, wave and drive on by. You know, I'm just a little kid. You know, they're not going to be serious. Well, here comes a car. So I'm all excited. I'm going to have something to do today. And here he comes, and I start flagging him down. And he stopped. I thought to myself, you ruined my plan. He was supposed to drive by. What happened to the honking and the smiling? And he'd rolled the window down, and he goes, "What's the matter? What do you need?" Realizing later that, you know, this is mid-60s when people really cared about other people, that he was thinking maybe my mom or, you know, a sibling or even myself needed help. Well, I learned that I could think fairly fast on my feet even at 4 or 5 years old. Because I said, the road's closed up ahead. And he pulls in the neighbor's driveway, backs up, and goes back the way he came. I always wondered what he thought when he found out the road wasn't closed. But that did cure me from flagging cars down. I didn't do that no more. Well, I got to find out where I'm at here. So we know that our plans just don't always work out. You know, my plan, obviously, I didn't think of everything. I never in a million years thought somebody would stop, ask me what I needed. But with God, all of his plans work. I mean, we could talk about the holy days and, you know, what that all means for his plan. But he has other plans. The whole book here is a plan. And he doesn't have to change anything. He's thought of everything. I mean, Adam and Eve didn't change his plans. Nobody has changed his plans. He knows everything that's happened. So let's turn to Daniel. And we'll look at one of them. Daniel 2, verses 14 through 16. It says, "Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill all the wise men of Babylon. And he answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, Why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel." In verse 16, "So Daniel said in and asked the king, went in and asked the king, gave him if he would give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation." So now if we'll go down to verse 37. Verse 37 is where he's going to give the interpretation. It says, "You, O king, are a king of kings, for the king of heaven has given you a kingdom of power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of or men dwell, or the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand, and has made you the ruler over them all. you are this head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom, inferior to yours, and another, a third kingdom, of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth. Verse 40. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, the kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with the ceramic clay. And as the toes and the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as the iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Which goes to show man just can't come up with the right plans. Well, I pulled this up. I remember seeing it. I pulled it up on UCG, and it just tells what each body part stands for the kingdom. Like the gold head, that was represented the empire of Babylon, which Nebuchadnezzar was king. Silver chest and arms. The silver chest and two arms signified the empire of the Medes and Persians, which conquered and supplanted Babylon. And then the bronze, belly and thighs, this section represented the Greco-Macedonia empire of Alexander the Great, which swallowed up Persia. And then the iron legs. Two legs of iron represented the Roman Empire after Alexander's death. This Hellenistic empire continued in a divided form until its divisions were taken over by Rome. The two legs apparently signified the east-west division and characterized the late Roman Empire. And then the iron and clay, the feet and toes, extended from the legs are feet and toes of iron mixed with clay. A brittle and unstable mixture because it would not bond well. This represents the final phase of the Roman Empire, which will be made up of 10 kings, some strong and some weak. All of it's passed through except for that last part. So, as we can see, all those things have come true, and you know the last part will come true also. So let's look at a couple other scriptures. If you'll turn to Job 5 and verse 12. Job 5 and verse 12. He frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. So if man is doing something that is not what God has in his plans, he can destroy that and keep it from coming. And then Job 42:2. Job 42:2, it says, I know that you can do everything, that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you, which you can change purpose to plan. It means the same thing on here. So as we can see, man's plans are always changing, or having to be tweaked or just dropped altogether. You know, we see that in corporations. Maybe the only thing that man's plans are doing is the world's governments seem to be ruining everything, and I guess that is their plan. But with man, we're always changing and redoing our plans because we just don't get it right. But God's plans are always perfect, and he will accomplish what he says he will.